Hey guys, my name is Sam Williams, and this is the teaser episode for episode 100 of my podcast, which will be coming out next week. And first of all, again, I want to say thank you guys for listening to my show ever since episode number one. I really, really do appreciate all the support you guys have had for my podcast. And, you know, especially if you're a young listener around my age and you're just hearing this stuff for the first time, you never heard it before. Thank you for, for being curious about this music and giving you the chance. I really do appreciate that because that makes me feel good because I love this music and hopefully you guys are too, do love this stuff as well. But anyways, I'm getting on here to let you guys know that I want to say that I haven't put out episode 100 yet, and there's a reason for that. And that is because the person I was supposed to interview for episode 100, I know you guys know this, was Mike Vail, Tommy James, and Sean Dallas, the bass player for that band. He unfortunately, what happened was that he couldn't do it like the week I was supposed to record the episode 100 of this podcast. So we rescheduled it for next week. So next week, episode 100 will be out. But I just wanted to hop on here for a few minutes and just give you guys a heads up on what's going to happen with episode 100 of this podcast. I'm going to talk to Mike about the incredible, strange, and weird, but wild and just insane story of the band that he was in, Tommy James and Sean Dallas. I mean, just for starters, I mean, they were signed to a label that was owned and controlled by one of the biggest New York City crime families in the history of that city. I know it's pretty insane, but literally a lot of what happened with their band's history literally played out just like one of those classic mobster movies like The Godfather. You know, it was exactly like that, except with a kind of a musical twist, because they were a band and they were musicians and they were huge and they were really, really popular, you know. So basically, that's what the band was all about. And I'm going to verify with Mike some very crucial, important information about some of their band's music, you know, some very important stories that I've come to learn about when studying about Tommy James and Sean Dallas when I was young, including, you know, I'm not going to give away any of those stories, but I'm going to talk with him about it and see if he has a different recollection of those stories or if he can just verify those stories for me and let me know if they are actually true. And that would be really cool because, you know, he was the original bass player of the band, played on all the hits except for the first hit, which was Hanky Panky. But anyways, so I'm very excited to be interviewing him for episode 100 of this podcast. And if there's anything you want me to cover about during the interview with Tommy if there's any burning questions you have for him, if you already know about their music, you know, or if there's anything you want me to talk about him with me, then what you can do is that you can email me at samltwillieiglaw.com, or you can also reach out to me on Instagram at iHeartOldies. And and also one thing I want to say is that if you're listening to this podcast, then you know what I would do is that I would definitely, you know, just take a screenshot of you listening to my podcast, you know, through the Apple Podcast app or Spotify or whatever, and just post it to your Instagram story and tag me in it. My username is iHeartOldies, and the link to my Instagram is in the description of this episode of this podcast. I'd really like to know that you guys actually are listening. But yeah, so, by the way, this isn't episode 100. This is just a little teaser episode, you know, to give you guys a little bit of heads up on what's going to happen with episode 100 of this podcast. And just to give you guys a little heads up, I mean, I haven't forgotten about you guys. I just wanted to take a couple weeks off from the show to really focus on some other things, because also I'm rebuilding my website, and just an FYI, my website is about to go down, so I won't be posting a link to that in the description of each episode of this podcast like I was before, because I'm currently rebuilding my website. And as soon as that website is rebuilt, the new version of it, the new fresh version of it that you guys haven't seen yet, I'll post a link to that in the description of each episode of this podcast from now on. But for right now, you won't be able to check out my website, but you will be able to follow me on Instagram, and you can, you know, and I'll keep you guys posted when all that stuff is up. But yeah, so anyways, I'm Sam Williams. And again, thank you guys for listening to my podcast. Really, really do appreciate your support. And stay tuned for next week's episode, which will be episode 100 of this podcast. And it'll be an interview with the original bass player for Tom and James and Sean Dells, Mike Vail. And also, definitely do listen to their songs before we do episode 100, just to give you, if you're not familiar with their music and you just really need to know what we're kind of talking about when we're doing the interview. Some of their songs are good. I Think We're Alone Now, Crimson and Clover, Moni Moni, Crucible Persuasion. Those are some of their really, really big hits. They had some other small ones too, like Mirage and I Like the Way, but those are just definitely ones you should start out with. But yeah, so anyways, I'm Sam Williams, and thank you guys for listening to my podcast since episode 1. I really, really do appreciate it. I never thought I would make it to episode 100, but here I am, and it's coming to you next week. And please, until next week, definitely keep things groovy.